Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
city
state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
As people in Texas and Louisiana struggle to deal with the incredible impact of Harvey, the storm is also generating yet another conversation about how to deal with flooding in the U.S. Mid-Michigan is still recovering from floods in late June, and many Michigan cities have had problems in recent years. While the geography and weather patterns might be different here, is it time for a big picture conversation about infrastructure and flood control in Michigan?
About a dozen years ago, I did an hour-long show on this station about this issue, and it turned out Michigan had a disaster plan, but nobody knew where it was. So, yes, of course, we ought to have a plan that officials know where to find, that we certainly should probably have an inventory and assessment of our infrastructure. While it's unlikely that a hurricane will hit Michigan, we certainly could have an oil spill, or there could certainly be a lot of natural disasters. So I think that the policymakers should talk to you, Doug.
It would take some serious GPS power to map the twists and turns in the short tenure of Macomb County Clerk Karen Spranger, on top of her various battles with other county departments and an ongoing effort to remove her from office. Spranger has now missed a deadline. She failed to submit a budget proposal for her office and blamed computer problems and communication issues. The county commissioners seemed skeptical at a recent meeting. What's the likely outcome of all this turmoil in Macomb County?
More turmoil. The fact is that Macomb County voters elected a clerk who was clearly totally incompetent. The irony of it is Ms. Spranger is a Republican, but in a way, Democrats have themselves to blame. Republicans wanted to get rid of straight ticket voting. Democrats fought that and it was reinstated. And she was elected by a very narrow margin because Donald Trump carried Macomb County by a landslide. So how this will play out isn't clear, but I can tell you that neither Republican or Democratic officials in Macomb are at all happy that she's there.
Governor Rick Snyder asked the state parole board to look into pardon requests from 70 Iraqi nationals in Michigan who have received deportation orders. Federal immigration officials say all of the people facing deportation have criminal records. Since Snyder's request, the parole board has fast-tracked the review of 9 cases so far. Are you surprised by Snyder's move?
Well, no, I think it's an indication he's trying to look fair and do sort of proper due diligence. And in fact, there's probably a difference between somebody who robbed a bank last month and somebody who may have taken a car for a joyride in 1967. And it'll be interesting to see if he attempts to help some of these people stay if it seems to him that they're no threat to society in any way. But we simply don't know.
The Trump administration has reversed a policy that prohibited the U.S. military from giving certain surplus equipment to police departments. That policy was implemented in part because of the police response to rioting in Ferguson, Missouri, which included the use of armored vehicles. Many police departments are praising the move, saying it will save money in local budgets. What's your view?
Well, the ban on this by President Obama seemed like almost sort of a knee-jerk reaction to abuse by the police, but I'm not sure that blanket reinstatement of this is a good idea either. Among the items that local police will apparently be able to get are grenade launchers. I don't know why a local police force would need a grenade launcher unless they're planning on invading the neighboring city or something like that. Now, some of this was surplus clothing and equipment. It would seem to me that some of the stuff is sensible and some of the stuff they probably don't need.
Jack, the Detroit Lions have made quarterback Matthew Stafford the highest-paid player in NFL history. They signed him to a 5-year extension worth $135 million this week. Stafford's in his prime, and he's the face of the franchise. But $135 million is a big number when you consider the number of playoff games the team has won during his career, which is zero.
Well, I've given this a lot of thought, and it's very clear we're not paying him enough. They were wasting money paying school teachers $35,000 a year, that their pay should be cut, and Mr. Stafford should be paid more money, and that would solve the Lions' woes.
Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.